Well, it wasn't a groundbreaking exactly, but the official launch of the Brooklyn Bridge Rehabilitation Project was a big enough draw to bring Vice President Joe Biden to town. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has this report.
The announcement took place on a cobblestone street in Lower Manhattan that dead ends at a ramp onto the Brooklyn Bridge. The podium was placed right in front of a long stretch of peeling paint. Since it's a rehabilitation project, there wasn't any ground to be broken. In lieu of a ceremonial shovel, Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz handed Vice President Biden a desktop replica of the 127-year-old bridge.
Well, there you go, man. I always wanted to own part of the Brooklyn Bridge.
We can't sell it to you, but you know, we'll give it to you.
We guys from Delaware thought we could actually buy it.
Biden's been overseeing the federal stimulus bill. He says he's highlighting the Brooklyn Bridge as a symbol of the more than 1,200 other bridge projects around the country that are also receiving stimulus aid.
More than 120,000 vehicles cross this bridge, 4,000 pedestrians cross it, 2,600 bicycles cross it, and cross it every day.
At the same time, it was an odd place to highlight the stimulus bill. Official statistics show that federal dollars have only created 0.13 jobs so far. Last spring, the Bloomberg administration declared the project, quote, shovel-ready, unquote. Officials expected work to begin within a few months, but the federal definition of shovel-ready is a loose one. City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadek Khan says the project is still meeting all the necessary federal deadlines.
This is not a project where you're stapling two pieces of paper together. This is a project where you're actually engaging a wide swath of the construction and engineering community.
The half-billion-dollar project calls for repainting the main span, resurfacing part of the roadway, and improving the drainage. Preparatory work began in January. Work in earnest will begin in the coming weeks, and eventually the federal contribution is supposed to create 150 construction jobs. Drivers should expect some lane closures. The Manhattan-bound lanes will be closed for approximately 24 weekends. The whole project is expected to be completed in 2014. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.